Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Of course, Vandy, a big win against Kentucky last night, 77-64 over at Memorial Gym. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Well, good morning. It was quite a night last night, wasn't it?
It sure was, and it seemed like the game plan for Kevin Stallings really worked to perfection. They were aggressive on offense, got to the free throw line a lot, and then on the other end, made Jody Meeks really work. He scored 26, but it took him 21 shots to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. He was 6 for 21 from the field. And, you know, a couple of those early three-pointers he made in the game were just shots that you just tip your hat and go, you know, they're from 24 feet out with a guy right in his face. He's a remarkable player. But I thought Vanderbilt did a great job overall on him defensively, led by Jeff Taylor. Taylor had him most of the night. But they had several defenses that they utilized, including a new look that was sort of like a box in one, although it was more a diamond in one, primarily with Taylor on Meeks. And you have to say it had to be a huge impact for Kentucky that Patterson did not play last night, because he certainly is a huge force inside. But you know, it's kind of turnabout fair play because AJ didn't play in the game in Lexington against right. The two. So, above all, it was great to see that the message got through in the last couple of days after that lackluster performance in Knoxville. That you know, this is a team that's going to have to bring it every night. They're going to have an intensity level. They're going to have to play physically, and they brought it from the beginning last night. It was. It was one of those games I was thinking about. You know, if you are just a college basketball fan in general with no dog in that fight, you would have loved that game last night. It was just two teams that really went at it, slugged it out. Vanderbilt turned up the heat in the second half and pulled away and won by double digits.
And, Joe, you knew what the plan was, especially in the second half. The Commodores were getting to the free throw line yep. and just attacking down low.
Yeah, 32 of 40 from the free throw line. And originally you could hear some people grousing a bit because they thought that the fouls were sort of one-sided. But it was really the nature of the game. It was the nature of the way Vanderbilt was driving to the basket, as you said, really pounding the boards. You know, another stat I think is always interesting to look at is when you look at the rebounding numbers, and I like the way Kevin Stallings puts it in context. He says, of the misses that Vanderbilt had, when you look at rebounds, Vanderbilt got 13 of their misses, 13 offensive rebounds. Kentucky got 15 of Vanderbilt's misses. So if you're basically going one for one on the offensive end on rebounding, you've probably got a chance to do pretty well, and they did last night.
Joe, another element of the game I thought was Lance Goldborn, who was outstanding, especially in the second half, stuck a couple of three-pointers, and I thought just added another offensive component for Vanderbilt.
He really brought it last night. Felt good, got into it early, and was a big, big factor in the second half. A couple of huge three-point shots. The one I remember maybe most, well, there are two of them. One, it was 45-41. Kentucky had cut it down to four, and Vanderbilt came out of a timeout, moved the ball around, found Lance, and he hit a three to push it back out to seven, and I don't think they got any closer than that. The other one was with Vanderbilt leading, I think, 57-46 or 57-44. And another play, they move it around, and Lance finds himself over in the far corner in front of the Vanderbilt bench, and he drains it to make it 60-44. And that, for all real intents and purposes, sealed the deal. But Lance was he was instrumental in that game last night, and you could tell he really sort of fed off the energy of the building. He even talked afterwards about, you know, feeling the floor shake, you know, the way Memorial gets when it's packed and rowdy like that, and it was inspiring to them, and he kept trying to inspire the team. He went for dunks a couple of times that would have been, you know, highlight reels had he not been fouled in a couple of situations. So when he's feeling good and not bothered by the pain of that stress fracture he's dealing with, he's an explosive player, and he was a big, big part last night with that career-high 17.
If you saw the TV version of last night's game, there was not a round three of the Billy Gillespie-Janine Edwards matchup, but I thought Coach Stallings was very personable in his halftime interview on the way to the locker room.
Well, that was kind of the sidebar thing that was going on, because Janine, whenever ESPN does a game, she sits over on the same row as we do on the press row there by the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I had talked to him earlier about, well, you know, is the policy of ESPN to interview the coach that's leading at halftime? And the response was, no, there's not really a policy at all. We can interview anybody we want. So I thought that would be a no-brainer, that they would go back for round three. And they apparently, Janine or whatever, decided, you know what, enough's enough. And it was tied at the half, and Vanderbilt had played very well, so it was understandable they talked to Kevin, too. But I sure thought if they could find any way to try for a third time, they would, but they decided not to.
Joe, I know real quick, the other fascinating element of the game was when Kentucky went with a small lineup, Kevin did too, but then he'd go back to his big lineup, and there was kind of a game within a game, a little chess match between Gillespie and Stallings.
Yeah, and in the second half, it was funny. We had AJ and AJ. AJ Stewart for Kentucky at 6'7" ended up trying to deal with AJ Ogilvie down low, and Stewart, you know, had some success with his quickness. A lot of times they tried to pull AJ Ogilvie away from the basket. Stewart has some success driving and getting some points. He scored 11 all in the second half. But on the other side, when they got in that situation, Vanderbilt seemed to be very patient. They worked hard to get the ball into AJ, and he made them pay as well. He went to the free throw line 9 times, scored 15 points. So it was kind of a game within a game. But, I think in talking to some Kentucky folks, I think they figured that Patterson could probably have played last night. But that's one of those things that you want to get fully healed and don't want it to linger on and be with him down the stretch run. So probably wise to sit him out. They hope he'll be back for Tennessee.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.